This is Morning Edition on VPR. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A land sale in East Montpelier is attracting a lot of attention, and it's because the buyer of the property is Governor Peter Shumlin, and the seller is now publicly expressing remorse about the sale. Peter Hirschfeld has been covering the story for the Vermont Press Bureau, and he joins us now on the line for our Friday regional report. Peter, thanks for being with us. Now, you had some late-breaking news yesterday that you reported on the Vermont Press Bureau website about this story, and I want to get to those details in a moment, but first, walk us briefly through the chronology of this land deal. Governor Peter Shumlin bought a piece of property in East Montpelier to build a house, and then the governor says the owner of the adjoining property, Jeremy Dodge, approached him with what exactly?
He said to the governor, look, my property is about to go up for tax sale. I owe nearly $18,000 in back taxes. I don't have any way to come up with the money, and I'd like to figure out a way to avoid seeing this property go to auction. The governor said he subsequently made an offer to Jerry Dodge. The initial offer was for about $32,000. The final sale price ended up being about $58,000, though that included rent for Jeremy Dodge to stay there for a period of time. The final sale price, $58,000, is less than a quarter of what the property was appraised for at the time, which was about $233,000. And critics of Shumlin, though the property has since been devalued to about $140,000, you know, it looks like you got a real sweetheart deal on this thing, and they're questioning the propriety of it.
Yeah, and in your reporting about this, we were talking about Dodge's concerns about going to tax auction. Apparently, he thought he was about to lose the property. It seems, though, that because he didn't have a lawyer advising him in this matter, he didn't realize he actually had more time to pay his back taxes than he realized. And this leads indirectly to the news you reported late yesterday afternoon. Dodge was facing eviction from the home July 15th, but what about now?
The governor says that given this new information that has come to light, information that he only first began learning about when he read it in press accounts, that Jeremy Dodge is having regrets about this deal, has compelled him to put the brakes on this thing, says he wants to see it through to a good resolution, and says this July 15th date by which Jeremy Dodge was contractually obligated to have been out of the house, if he needs to stay there longer than that for everybody to feel good about this, then let's do that. Jeremy Dodge's family says, you know, that might not cut it for us now. They really feel that Jeremy Dodge is a ninth grade dropout. He's been in and out of jail his whole life. His daughter describes him as a 16-year-old mind inside a 54-year-old body. It's obviously impossible to know precisely what Jerry Dodge's ability to understand this deal was, but he himself says he wasn't entirely sure what was going on, and they're planning on securing a lawyer to see if there's any other avenue out of this contract.
Well, Peter, what about this issue of a lawyer? Why didn't Dodge have a lawyer advising him during the negotiation of this sale?
Jeremy Dodge said he didn't have money. There are two issues here. There's the quality of the deal, and there's the capacity of its seller to engage as an effective advocate for himself at the time the transaction occurred. He thought he was going to be out in the street if this thing went to tax auction, something that wasn't true. Vermont law allows for a person whose property is sold at a tax sale to remain in the property for a year. His friends say, had he had a lawyer, this is something he would have been aware of. He wouldn't have felt pressured into this deal, and they say the governor, being the accomplished real estate investor that he is, given this situation with Jeremy Dodge, should have insisted that he had a lawyer and perhaps should have even come up with the money to pay for one to ensure that he did.
Again, this issue of a lawyer, I wonder if there was any compulsion for the governor's lawyer, who was involved in the sale, to bring up these alternatives you were talking about, to give that information about the fact that Jeremy Dodge could have stayed in the house longer. Was there any obligation for the governor's lawyer to mention this in the negotiation process?
You know, I don't know about that, Mitch. I do know that she was under an obligation to suggest, at least, to Jeremy Dodge that he secure counsel. Jeremy Dodge, by his own admission, says that she did do that. He said he didn't hear that suggestion until they were actually sitting down at the November 7th closing for this property, which was, 6 or 7 weeks after they first began talking about the governor purchasing it, and well after the governor made his first offer. Nobody was there inside those talks except for Peter Shumlin, Jeremy Dodge, and toward the end, Peter Shumlin's lawyer, Gloria Rice. So it's impossible for us to say who said what to who, but by Jeremy Dodge's telling, at least, he was never aware that he was going to be able to stay in that home for a year. And in fact, the deal that he made with Shumlin allowed him only 7 months to stay in the house, far less, ironically, than he would have had it gone to auction.
Now, there's another odd twist in this. You know, beyond the time frame about when Mr. Dodge thought he may have to vacate the house, it seems that he may not have owed as much in back taxes as he thought because of eligibility for income sensitivity. Can you tell us anything about that?
Yeah, he owed the taxes. The question is, had some simple paperwork been done, would he have had to pay that much? Vermonters who make less than $90,000 a year are eligible for income sensitivity on their homesteads for residential property. Jeremy Dodge lives well below the poverty level, and he certainly would have qualified for very, very serious property tax reductions. However, nobody transferred the property from the estate of his father, from whom he inherited the land, to him until beginning of 2012. And after that, no homestead declaration was filed by Jeremy Dodge that would be a prerequisite for him being able to get that property, that income sensitivity. A former Republican representative from Jamaica weighed in on this yesterday, saying, look, there are all kinds of hardship abatements that could be applied retroactively to bring Jeremy Dodge's tax bill down. And he said that Peter Shumlin, being in the position that he is, really perhaps could maybe help Jeremy Dodge accomplish that feat.
And finally, Peter, briefly, did the governor indicate how long past this July 15th date Mr. Dodge can stay in the House?
He didn't. But he said he really does want to see everybody feel good about this in the end, that he's committed to working with Jerry, that he's committed to working with the family to see that that happens. So we'll see what it's going to take ultimately for them to get the yes on this.
Reporter Peter Hirschfeld of the Vermont Press Bureau, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you.